Riggs the Morning Hog, happy to be joined by Michael Graves, frontman of the Misfits and frontman of Michael Graves on the road, Tayton O'Brien's tonight, a free show put on by our friends Sean and Static Live, Static Live Magazine, and get the Static Live app where you can find out where you can see all these great local artists. And then Michael is bringing a local vibe to Tayton O'Brien's and New Smyrna Beats tonight for no charge, so make sure you come out. But I know you're probably always working on new music, right?
I've been working on a lot of different music. One of the things that I do, it's both good and bad, is when I write a song, and it's only been in the past couple of years, when I write a song, I find that I've been recording it, like I record these songs like 7-8 different ways, right? This is the country version, and like, oh, this is kind of the alternative version, yeah. This is kind of the disco version, and so I have like 7-8 different versions of a lot of these songs that I'm working on.
Yeah,
but I am in a creative cycle, and I plan on releasing something big right around Halloween.
Really? Oh, okay. Interesting timing.
Yeah. I've also been working on setting up to release singles that are accompanied with videos. I've been getting real into video and film, and I've been working to learn, you know, how to actually direct movies, and
yeah.
I'm really starting to get more interested and motivated, like behind the scenes sort of roles.
Right.
In entertainment and music, I love it. But yeah, I'm planning on this fall, you know, September, October, there's going to be a lot of new material
I love
that I'm
this.
Gonna just start dropping.
I am very excited about this, and it is interesting because when you know MTV stopped playing music videos, basically, and the whole industry changed where the video wasn't the tool anymore to sell music. But I feel like it is totally full circle again now, and anybody who can provide a video element that either contrasts or works with their song, it's a great tool. And you've kind of had that throughout your career, really, haven't you?
Sure. I'm a very visual artist indeed. And I agree with you that we have sort of come full circle. It's very, very important to see just about any artist that, you know, especially independent artists that are up there and out there, they have videos, they're releasing videos. That's another thing that I'm working on that I really haven't said anything about to anybody. So breaking news here on
Look
your
out.
Program. The past couple of years, myself and some other really talented people have been working on putting together and launching a channel that is basically MTV, just in the, you know, in our day and age. Because there's nothing out there like that. You know, I know MTV, in between their programming, they'll put up some, you know, they'll put some artists up.
Yeah.
Promote them a bit. But there's nothing that you can just tune into and just watch music and entertainment, you know, all day long, 24/7.
Right.
So myself and a group of really talented people have been working on something for years, actually.
I love hearing that.
That we're looking to, again, launch, hopefully, the end of 2025.
Okay, that is another awesome tease as well, because I like it. That's Michael Graves, who'll be at Tayton O'Brien's tonight. Our friends at Static Live and Sean and everybody, I'm so glad that they, you know, just very thankful for everything that happens with local music. I just feel like I know you don't have a Florida tie really, but I love that this just feels like I'm discovering a new local artist. It just happens to be internationally famous Michael Graves, so it's kind of awesome.
I love it. I spent a lot of time in Florida. I have family in Florida, and Florida is a great music state. You know, a lot of great, real heavy music, actually.
Yeah,
has come out of Florida. You know, over the years, there's always been a really cool local scene that I've been able to discover and participate in. It's always exciting coming down this way.
Is there a song, Michael, that you just for you that you wish you would have written, that you heard somebody else do and you're like, oh, damn, that's a Michael Graves song right there? Is there a tune that, like,
dude, there's a lot. There's a lot of songs I listen to and I'm just this is so great. I should just not write songs anymore.
Right.
How could I ever write a song like this?
Yeah.
I tell you, like, I'll give you November Rain. I love
Okay.
November Rain by Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
Oh, great song.
It just speaks to your sensibilities,
I can give you a dozen.
And don't forget to stop by. officialmichaelgraves.com to check out the merch, because you got a very strong merch game, my friend. I'm going to lose a lot of money on your website today. I'm just telling you that much, because some great shirts and all kinds of cool stuff.
I appreciate it. Yeah, officialmichaelgraves.com. And also on my website, you can check out the new documentary that I put together.
Yes.
That's up there, free of charge. You can streaming now. You can watch it.
Tell me about that.
American Prayer.
Yeah, tell me about that. Some stuff that you've been through the last decade or so.
Yeah, you know, like I was saying, I'm a very misunderstood person, and I'm a very misunderstood artist at this point in my career. So me and a couple other people, we started to put together, you know, everyone's always saying, oh, you should come out and make a statement and talk about some of these things. And I said, you know, I have all this great footage and all this really awesome stuff that that I could use. So I gathered video and things that I had released, news clips and things that I was involved in. And I put together a documentary called An American Prayer, and it's based around this song that I wrote a couple of years back. And it tells the story basically of things that I've been through two decades in the past 20 years. And it's got a lot of great music in it. It's got some really awesome footage from Latin America from last year. So yeah, it's entertaining, it's funny, it's informative, and it's got really great music.
Yes, that is that. I mean, that's a full package right there. And I
yeah.
I'm glad that you did this because right, and what everybody loves the most, right? What everybody loves the most. Right. There's not a lot of artists doing anything like what you're doing. There's not a lot of people who'd be willing to drop the curtain like you do, and I appreciate it, and I'm super psyched that you're not 150 miles away. I get to drive right down the road to New Smyrna and see you tonight, man.
Yeah, for sure. And any Misfits fans that are out there, you know, any Michael Graves fans that are out there that haven't come to a show, I stand out by the merch booth all night long. People can come and talk to me. You can bring as many things as you want for me to sign, take pictures, we can talk.
You're asking for it now.
Like I said, it's very interactive.
And I'm sure you, more than anybody, there isn't anywhere you go where there isn't somebody with a Misfit shirt or a sticker on their car or something. And again, you were a huge chunk of that history. So it's still, does it still kind of poke you when you're just out somewhere and you're like, oh, look at that. There's a lady in Walmart with a Misfit shirt.
I love it. I love to see it. It's exciting to see, you know, I have that little voice in my head go, yeah, dude, kind of made it. But you know, like I said, I'm kind of misunderstood, and there's you know, I know the fans know my contribution, but it's funny the way that the media treats me, and you know, even some of the it's funny the way that the media treats me. You know, I just read something not too long ago about the Misfits, and they had this whole thing about, you know, them coming back and the career of the Misfits, and it says nothing about American Psycho and Famous Monsters, which in a way is like, all right,
yeah,
I get it, but there's no way, obviously, that the Misfits would be where they're at in today's day and age without American Psycho and Famous Monsters and my contribution to it all.
I 100% agree with you. The contribution is, the songs speak for themselves, and you'll hear some of them tonight and in a stripped down way, and I'm so psyched and I'm so freaking happy that you're still out on the road slugging away and making people happy, man. I mean, they, you know, at the end of every one of those days, that's what you leave, is your music behind you, and it's great stuff. So I can't wait. Well, there you go. We got a tease. We got an exclusive Michael gave us. So we got new music coming up later, Halloweenish. Maybe by the end of the year, you get some video action. But Michael, I appreciate you, man. We'll see you in a few hours, New Smyrna Beach, Tate and O'Brien's tonight.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, as always. God bless everyone. Thank you.